Let's pray together as we approach God's Word. O Lord, help us in this moment to know your presence among us and to give thanks for that greatest story ever told, the story of Jesus entering this world and giving new life where there had not been new life before. Help us to stand in awe of this mystery this evening and each evening this season until the day of Christmas comes again. Bless us now in this time of reflection. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Revelation chapter 8, verse 1. When he opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for about half an hour. I won't wait until 7:10 p.m. to say my next words. That would be half an hour from now. But can you imagine standing silent in heaven in God's presence for half an hour? Sometimes our best response to what God is doing in this world is simply to keep silence. There's a time for singing glory to God in the highest and hark the herald angels sing. But there's also a time to watch in quiet wonder, to honor God in the quiet of our beings, to allow God to do all the talking and us to respond in silent adoration. The book of Revelation is a complicated book full of imagery and symbols that have defied understanding for generations. This is not a message about the meaning of Revelation. We don't even have time for that tonight either. But it's rather a reflection on the role of silence in a dramatic section of that book. God is sitting on his throne and is holding a scroll in his right hand as the story of Revelation unfolds. This scroll that God has in his hand has writing on it on both sides of the scroll, and it is sealed with seven seals. And only Jesus, only the Lamb of God, has the power to remove the seals on this scroll and unroll it so it can be read. It's not clear what this scroll represents, but it is clear that God's judgment and salvation are coming to the earth as the seals are opened. One after another, Jesus opens the first six seals with very dramatic results. Four strange horsemen bring conquest and judgment. Christian martyrs ask how long they must wait for vindication. A great earthquake follows, the moon turns blood red in the sky, and mountains are leveled around the world. Let all mortal flesh keep silence, and with fear and trembling stand. Ponder nothing earthly-minded, for with blessing in his hand, Christ our God to earth descendeth, our full homage to demand. Today marks the beginning of the season of Advent, a season of remembering the arrival of Jesus as a baby boy born in Bethlehem, remembering the return of Jesus at the end of the age. We remember Jesus' birth as a peaceful time, a beautiful moment with shepherds and wise men and gentle Christmas carols and angels singing peace on earth. But this event, the birth of God in human flesh, is one of the most dramatic, awe-inspiring events in all of history. With the arrival of Jesus comes the full salvation of God. All our human efforts and fears and doubts are answered finally and completely by the action of God in this world. God speaks an eternal, powerful word of love and hope, a word of forgiveness and life. When 6 of the 7 seals had been opened, John, the author of Revelation, saw a vision of great multitudes of people, thousands, millions upon millions, celebrating that salvation, the salvation that belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. Praise and glory, wisdom and thanks, honor and power and strength be to our God forever and ever. Amen. God's promise to all those millions of people, those who have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb, God's promise is that they will no longer have tears, no more suffering, no more distress, no more separation from God. Never again will they hunger or thirst. King of kings, yet born of Mary, as of old on earth he stood, Lord of lords in human vesture, in the body and the blood, he will give to all the faithful his own self for heavenly food. It is strange to think that this baby born in Bethlehem, in a matter of a few decades, will say to his followers, "Take, eat, this is my body. Drink, this is my blood." We take it for granted from our position here, but we should pause and consider this baby, born with joyful angelic singing in the skies, is going to die in a few short years for the sake of all humanity. His work is not simply to be born and to live. His work is to die. His work is not just to bring peace on earth, goodwill to all people. His work is to bring God's judgment. The combination of God's judgment and salvation is as mysterious to us as the combination of Jesus' divinity and humanity. When Jesus opened the 7th seal on the scroll in the book of Revelation, there was silence in heaven for about half an hour. All the uncounted millions in heaven realized that this was a dramatic moment. The one who brought salvation to earth is also bringing judgment. God's work in the world is almost complete. Only the Lamb of God can forgive sins and make all things right in the world. The only response to such an amazing act of humility, sacrifice, power, and authority is to stand in silence, to stand in awe of the one to whom all praise is due. Rank on rank, the host of heaven spreads its vanguard on the way. As the light of light descendeth from the realms of endless day, that the powers of hell may vanish as the darkness clears away. joy to the world, the Lord is come. Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright. Jesus enters the world as a baby born in Bethlehem. The light of light descends and clears away all the darkness of the world. All the armies of heaven stand at attention in silent adoration as the long-awaited arrival of the Savior takes place. The world will never be the same. The powers of hell are powerless to stop this most amazing work of God entering the world as a fragile, helpless, working class, powerless baby boy. The possibilities from this point forward are endless. When the seventh seal is opened, and all of heaven stands silent for half an hour, the possibilities from this point forward are endless. We keep silence before the throne because the next action belongs to the King. We know he is bringing salvation and judgment, but we cannot force or control his next move. We know the story of Jesus and his life, but we must stand silent, waiting beside the newborn Jesus to see how he will move and how he will bring life from this point forward. At his feet, the six-winged seraph, cherubim with sleepless eye, veil their faces to the presence, as with ceaseless voice they cry, Alleluia, 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 Lord Most High. The story of Jesus unfolds from this point. God has entered the world in the most humble of ways. We will be amazed by how this boy grows and matures, begins his ministry, shares the love of God, forgives sin, brings healing, raises up followers, challenges religious authorities, and is put to death by those very authorities. Coming out of our silence, the most appropriate response to this King of Kings is simply to cry out, Alleluia, which means praise God, with ceaseless voice. The Latin phrase from Christmas carols goes, Gloria in excelsis Deo, which means glory to God in the highest. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Our songs of praise to God should be unending. Not just filling this evening or even this season with joyful music, but filling our entire lives with the song of salvation. Jesus has entered this world and our world will never be the same. But remember the lesson of the book of Revelation, the lesson of the half-hour silence at the opening of the last seal. The next action, after the Lamb opens that final seal, the next action, the bringing of judgment, which is never far removed from salvation, as far as Scripture is concerned, the next action belongs to Jesus. We keep silence before the King in order to wait for the King to speak, for the King to move, for the King to act. Let our Christmas celebrations be filled with joyful singing and music, cards of pleasant wishes, messages of hope and peace. But let this season be filled with silence as well, as we stand in awe of God's work of salvation and judgment. Let us never grow weary of being silent in God's presence as we anticipate the next step of God's saving work in this world. Let all mortal flesh keep silence. Let us cry with ceaseless voice, Alleluia, Lord Most High. Speak to us in our silence, Lord. We stand in awe of your majesty, your humility. Help us to know your love and our place in your story. And help us always to be amazed at the work that you are doing in the world in the person of Jesus Christ. Give us eyes to see, ears to hear, and hands to participate in what you are doing in this world. We wait for you in this season of Advent, this season of expectation, and we look forward to seeing what you will accomplish in the days that lie ahead. We give you thanks for this evening of worship. We pray that it would continue throughout this entire Advent season. In the name of Jesus Christ, our born, living, dying, and rising again Savior. It's in his name that we pray these things, and all of God's people said, Amen.